Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'd like to start this episode by saying thank you to everyone who has contacted me recently. Whilst I've been on holiday, I've been taking a bit of a break from social media, and so I didn't reply for like about 2 weeks. But I have got back to everyone now, and just wanted to say thank you because there were some really nice messages that you've been sending me, and also some ideas for topics, podcast topics. So I'll have to be covering those in the future. And I also wanted to say thank you for everyone who has subscribed to my YouTube channel, which has just hit 100 subscribers. So that's great. Thank you very much. And I look forward to producing more videos for you to watch on YouTube. I think the Minecraft series is quite popular with some people who like gaming, but they don't have enough time but they don't have enough time to do that anymore because they're studying. So it gives them a chance to sort of like enjoy a bit of gaming, but also practice English listening at the same time, which is great. That's exactly why I'm creating it. And yeah, I sort of think that maybe I shouldn't be doing it because I need to spend more time studying as well. But if it helps others, then I can justify it. You know, it's got a reason for me playing games and sharing them with you. So that's okay. I don't mind. Right. So let's dive into a conversation. Is it a conversation? If it's just one person. If it's one person, it's not a conversation, is it? I don't think so. It's two people for a conversation. Let's dive into me talking about my holiday. Let's dive into that. So it started off heading to a place called Weston-super-Mare, which is quite a traditional sort of seaside place, I think. So it's by the coast. It's right on the beach. So you've got the town sort of just next door to the ocean, and it's a nice sandy beach, and they have a pier, which is like a long platform you can walk out on and view the ocean. Although this particular pier had some like amusements at the end of it, some like games machines and I've forgotten the name of it. A ghost train, that's it. Like a ghost train you could ride on, and like a house of mirrors and a fun house. Should I explain what these things are? I don't know. So maybe. So a ghost train is just like a train you ride on and people jump out at you, or not always people, sometimes like robots or something, and it's meant to be a bit scary, but it's a bit fun at the same time. It's not really scary. The House of Mirrors is just like a building or room with like lots of weird mirrors that are curved and in different shapes. So when you look at yourself, it looks silly or strange. And then a fun house is sort of like, there's lots of platforms that are moving up and down, and you have to try and walk straight, and lots of things to climb, and like things to like roll over, and it's a bit hard to explain, but if you've seen one before, you'll know what I mean. And right at the end, they had some go-karts indoors, and this track was over like, I think it had two levels, and it was quite fun. It was like a metal, the track was made of metal, and the go-karts were electric go-karts, but they were quite fast, actually, and you could drift. You could get the back end of the go-kart to spin out when you were going around corners, so I enjoyed that, and went on that with my girlfriend, and yeah, it was good fun. When we stopped in Weston-super-Mare, we stopped in a hotel. A hotel. I always forget. There's a rule about which one to say, and I always forget. I do apologize. There's like a proper way to pronounce. Is it an hotel? An hotel. It might be that, but you might want to check that. You might want to check that out for yourselves if you really want to know the correct way. To be honest, nobody in England seems to pronounce it correctly, and that's why it's confusing for me, because lots of people say different things. So whatever you say, you'll be okay. Don't worry about it so much. Yeah, but there is some weird rule where I think you drop the H from the beginning of hotel and it becomes hotel, an hotel. Probably. I've heard all kinds of weird things. I've heard people say a hotel, which just sounds wrong to me. Anyway, we stopped in a Wetherspoons hotel, which is a pub chain. And so you've got the pub downstairs and the restaurant and whatever, and you've got all the rooms upstairs. So it's really handy if you need to eat or something, or if you need to drink, you can do that too. You can drink on the evening in the pub, and then you don't have far to walk back to your bedroom, which is good if you've had too much to drink. I didn't have too much to drink. I don't think I ever really have too much to drink. But yeah, we all enjoyed that pub very much. It was a really nice pub, and it had like a sort of like a ship theme to it. Like it's part of it looked like it was inside an old ship, like a wooden ship. So yeah, it was nice. Lots of different levels in the pub and lots of different rooms to go into. I don't like pubs that are really big, just like a big open hall. And they're so loud, and there's no little places to sort of sit in or hide in and that kind of thing. I like pubs with lots of levels and lots of little areas to break out into, like break out into groups. So this was really nice. And the weather was pretty good. Not too bad, but really windy. Sunny, but really windy. And that made it a bit too cold, unfortunately. What else did we do? My girlfriend tried a pasty for the first time in her life. I don't know if you know what a pasty is, an English pasty or a Cornish pasty. I think they were invented in Cornwall. But it's a... How do you describe it? It's sort of like a pie, but thin. And it's covered in flaky pastry. Like really light pastry, and it has a filling inside, and it can be like a traditional Cornish pasty. I think it has beef in it and potato and stuff. I don't eat Cornish pasties. I don't eat the traditional style ones because I'm not such a fan of beef, to be honest. So I don't know what's inside. But they have other flavors. They have like a vegetable one, and they have cheese and onion and sausage, bean and cheese, and chicken. There's lots, and like they come out with like limited editions every now and again. But yeah, she tried her first pasty, and it was just from Greg's, so it wasn't like a special pasty. Oh, I should explain Greg's. If you don't know, there's a shop in England called Greg's, and it's a baker's, but it's like a chain shop, and the food there is okay. It's not the best, but it's not terrible either, and you know, it's quite cheap, and it's the same wherever you go in the country, so I think it's like a good introduction to a pasty, but you can have much better pasties from like independent bakeries, I suppose. But yeah, she tried her first pasty, cheese and onion one, and I think she really enjoyed it. She said she really enjoyed it, but you know, Japanese people are really polite. So maybe if she hated it, she she still said she enjoyed it. No, I think she did. It's they're quite nice. I like cheese and onion pasties. And lots of other kinds of pasties, as long as they're not the proper ones, the Cornish ones with the beef in. Well, next we went to a different place. We only stayed in Weston-super-Mare for one day, and I was really hoping that we could get onto the beach. Like, we could go... Well, we did walk on the beach and went for a paddle in the beach. A paddle. I think I have to explain that. We say we're going for a paddle in the beach when we like take off our socks and shoes and walk along in the ocean, but just with our feet in the water, like not really much of our legs. And that's called paddling, I think. Well, that's what we say. But when I say it now to you, it sounds wrong. Like when I think of paddling, I think of being like in deeper water. But I guess you can paddle in shallow water as well. Anyway, that's what we call it, paddling. So we did that, and I didn't do it because the sea was too cold. And also, when I come off a beach, if I'm not wearing any socks or shoes, I really want to clean all the sand from my feet before I put my feet back into my shoes or my socks, because I hate that feeling of like sand in your shoes or sand in your socks. It's just, it's horrible. So I didn't do it, but my parents and my girlfriend did. And they enjoyed the cold water of the English seas, which I think are always cold. I've never felt a warm English sea, no matter where I've been, even on the south coast on a really hot summer's day. So yeah, I did want to go more on the beach, and I mean like relaxing on the beach, you know, like sort of like a bit like sunbathing, but just sort of not sunbathing because it's not warm enough, but like just lying on the beach a bit and just closing your eyes, listening to the sound of the water, the waves. I wanted to do that, but it was just a bit too cold for that. It's a shame because I actually brought like a beach tent with us, and I bought some, you know, like some games, like not games, but like a frisbee and some like rackets, like tennis rackets, but not like squash rackets. You can, in England, you can buy like a kit of like beach games, and you get like little balls in there and things to play on the beach. Yeah. But yeah, so I got to show her like a traditional English seaside town and explain to her about buckets and spades and how children build sand castles upon the beach using a special bucket that's like in a castle shape, and putting all the sand in it and then tipping it upside down. And then you can buy some little flags, like English flags, but like different types of English flags that I don't understand what they are. Like the normal Union Jack and maybe like a St. George's Cross. And then all these other ones that I don't know what they are. Oh, and there's like a Scottish flag and a Welsh flag, of course. And then you can put those in the top of your sandcastle when you finished building it. And I think we did see some families doing that, even though it was pretty cold and too windy on that day. Ooh, and she saw windbreakers, which are quite a common sight on English beaches. I don't know if they have them in other parts of the world. I guess they do. But like windbreakers are like these long pieces of wood that you knock deep into the sand in the beach. And they've got like some material wrapped around them so that you sort of build a wall that you can hide behind on the beach. And you hide behind it because of the wind. So like it's sunny, but it's too cold because of the wind. So you put a windbreaker up, hide behind it from the wind, and then you've got this like little spot, little area where it's sunny, but the wind doesn't hit you. So it's nice. In just this small area, it's nice. So yeah, windbreakers are quite common. I don't think she'd seen one before. But then again, I don't think she goes to the beach often back in Japan. So maybe they have them there too. I don't know. I haven't seen them when I went to a beach in Japan, but it was a lovely day and the weather was lovely and it wasn't windy, so I don't know. Anyway, I think that's enough for this episode. It's gone over the 10 minutes a bit, by about 5 minutes or so. So next episode, I'll talk about the next place we went to, or maybe the next place and the next place after that, depending on how long the episode is. But I think I'll start uploading some pictures on Instagram for you to take a look at. And also, I don't know, maybe I can tweet something, like if it's not, like if the picture's not like a really nice picture, I just put it on Twitter. Twitter's for like, you know, just like, take a look at this. It's not like an amazing photo, but take a look at this. And I try to save more interesting things for the Instagram account. So if you're not subscribed. If you're not following me on either of those accounts, then please do so, as you'll be able to see like stuff that I'm talking about in some of my episodes. Yeah, that makes loads of sense, I think. You'll be able to see pictures that I'm talking about, or like items that I'm talking about, or places I'm talking about in my podcasts, if you follow me. Right. I will see you next time. Until then, bye-bye, and good luck with your studying.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.